The main reason people don't actually achieve the riches and the wealth they truly want in this life is not because they lack the hustle, they lack the knowledge. A lot of it actually comes down to because they listen to shitty advice from people that have never done it, and they never actually question their pre-programming that is running their life on a consistent basis. So I want to give you three things here today that are three secrets that millionaires know that most people don't, and that's the reason why they have the wealth and the life they do. So buckle up.
Welcome to the Dream Out Loud family, where young entrepreneurs come to learn the tips, tricks, and attitude of what it takes to live their dream life. I'm your host, Morgan T. Nelson, a former carpenter who created financial freedom by the age of 23 and have since spent my time traveling around the world living my dream life, inspiring, educating, and teaching other young people how they can do the same. Each and every week, I'll bring you the most epic guests who are going to share their stories, wisdom, tips, and tricks on how they've been able to create a life by design. Here at Dream Out Loud, we're committed to helping inspire and educate you to be able to execute your full potential.
I was reading a book the other day called The Miracle Morning, and they did a study in there out of 100 people. And what they realized was they studied them all the way up to 65 years old. And what they realized by the age of 65, only one person was actually financially wealthy. So statistics has actually shown that 99% of people never actually get the results they truly, truly, truly want in life. Because you and I could probably both agree that if you interviewed 100 people in the street and you asked them, hey, do you want $1 million sometime in your lifetime? Every single one of them is going to say yes. There's not one person who's actually going to say, no, I don't want to have $1 million, because every single person knows what we can actually do with more money. Whether you want to have more trips, you want to travel more, you want to have more experiences, you want to give back more charity, you want to retire your family, whatever it is, we already know that more money is actually going to increase the choices you want in your life. So why is only few people out of 100 actually achieve wealth and riches in their life? In order for what I'm about to teach you today to make sense, I want to tell you a story that there was this little girl at a Christmas dinner, and she was watching her mom cut up the ham and get it ready to put into the oven. And she chopped off both ends of the ham and stuck it into the oven. She asked her mom, she said, mom, why do you cut off both ends of the ham? And the mom was like, actually, that's just the way we've always done it. You know, that's the way my mom taught me. So the little girl goes, hey, well, let's call grandma and let's ask grandma why she did it. And so they all get on the phone and they call the great grandmother and they say, hey, great grandmother Doris, whatever her name was, why did you cut off the ends of the ham before putting it in the oven? You know what great grandmother said? Well, you see, back in my day, the ovens were so small and we had to chop off the ends of the ham just so it could fit into the oven. See, the main reason people don't actually achieve the riches and the wealth they truly want in this life is not because they lack the hustle, they lack the knowledge. A lot of it actually comes down to because they listen to shitty advice from people that have never done it, and they never actually question their pre-programming that is running their life on a consistent basis. So I want to give you three things here today that are three secrets that millionaires know that most people don't, and that's the reason why they have the wealth and the life they do. So buckle up. And before I give it to you, one thing I do just want to say on top of all of this. The thing that most successful people do is they never stop learning. They've really figured out how to learn. They keep learning, they keep growing, and they never get to a point where they think they know it all. They're continually investing themselves to learn from other people that have the results they want so they can fast track the results they have. You see, most people stop learning after school because they think they just know it all, and they really think that, hey, I'm just going to use my own gut feeling to figure out a way on how to actually make money. So the problem with this is they're literally relying on nothing other than their work ethic and their past programming to make their $1 million. But if we're relying on our past programming, that's just like chopping off each end of the ham and not knowing why. So a lot of people are actually running their life and have no idea why they do the things they do, because that's just the way that we've always done it. So let's get into the first one. Number one is millionaires do have multiple income streams, but they don't do them all at once. See, here's the myth. A lot of people have heard that thing. They've seen it on Instagram. They've seen the meme or whatever. And it's like, the average millionaire has 7 income streams. Sure, perhaps that's what they did. Perhaps someone, whoever put that study together, went and interviewed 1,000 millionaires and they want to figure out how many income streams they had. And perhaps out of all the people that had millions and millions and millions of dollars, maybe they had about 7 income streams. But here's where a lot of people screw it up. I've never actually met a millionaire, someone who's made $1 million or have $1 million in assets that have got there by simultaneously building 7 income streams at once. That's not how it works. So they kind of screwed this whole study up a little bit. And it's a little bit misleading. And I see a lot of people following this and thinking, oh, I've got to have an ATM business. I've got to have a drop shipping business. I've got to have this. I've got to become a coach. I've got to have a YouTube channel. I've got to do this. And they're going to build seven income streams at once. And what's happening, it's just like you're trying to water the perfect garden, but you've only got one bucket. Now that one bucket, you can either go out there and put it all onto one garden and let that one garden flourish and grow to be the best garden in the street. Or you can take that bucket of water and put a little bit on one garden, a little bit on another, a little bit on another, a little bit on another, because you want to try and build seven at once. You and I both know at the end of the day, what's going to happen is you're going to have seven shitty gardens. What's up, Dream Nation? Have you ever wondered how far ahead your life would have already been if you had got access to this type of content at a younger age? Look, this is why I need your help. I'm trying to build the number one personal development platform out there to teach you guys the tips, tricks, and attitude of what it takes to live your dream life and to bring the type of education that we all wish we had in school. This show only grows by word of mouth and new subscribers, so it would mean the world to me if you could smash that subscribe button right now. Leave us a 5-star written review or drop a comment below and share this episode with a friend. I would be forever grateful. All right, now let's get back into this episode. So you're better off just focusing on one garden, developing a skill set and letting that garden blossom. Then you can rip out some roots and plant it in another garden so it starts to grow without you. That's the secret that millionaires actually do. So what they do is they focus on one income stream to actually get them up and going. What I've seen quite often is focusing on one income stream to get it to at least six to multiple six figures first. And then once you develop some skill sets like marketing, operations, sales, and leadership, then you can sort of duplicate that and start doing other things as well. So the secret that millionaires actually use here is they focus on one income stream, and then once they get to a certain point, they start to duplicate it elsewhere, and then they diversify their assets. They're not out there trying to build seven income streams at once to get to their first $1 million. It's too confusing, it's overwhelming, you've only got a certain amount of energy, so put it into the thing that actually matters now, and then start to take some of that and buy or acquire or invest in other assets that it can produce you more income. Secret number two is hard work will and absolutely get you there every single time, but recovery is what's going to keep you going and lasting the decades to come. You see, there's a big culture out there. It's like hustle culture. You got to work 20 hours a day and all this shit. I know some extremely successful people, multimillionaires, billionaires, and these people, they do work hard, but they work hard in time that they allow themselves to work hard. And then what they do when they're not working, they allow themselves to rest, recover, and enjoy the fruits of life. Because millionaires understand this thing called energetics. You cannot just grind your way to just work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard forever and make this money. You can kind of do it, but if you do it, it's going to be a hard process and it's not going to sustain the long term. So what millionaires tend to do, they really learn how to manage their time effectively and manage their life effectively. They get really clear on things that are income producing activities. They focus on them. They focus on the 20% of activities that generate 80% of the revenue. And then the time when they're off, they give themselves the off time so they can fully recover. They can rest. They can reshape their brain. They can refocus. So then they get to come back on the field as their best version and kill it for the next round. Imagine if a football player didn't have any breaks at all during the game. If they didn't have any breaks, they wouldn't perform at the ability that they do. So what they do though is they rest, they recover, they train, they get ready, they get right here, they get their nutrition right, they have their coaches, they have all these things. And then they go out and they give their best 40-minute performance or whatever it is, and then they take a break. They take a break, they rest, they recover, they rejuvenate, they rehydrate, they get resharped again, and then they go out and they give their best performance again. Millionaires really understand that building a business and creating wealth is just like being a professional athlete. So if you are not at your peak and you don't operate at a peak performance, then you're not going to get the results that you truly want as well. There's a reason that a lot of people actually just hustle, 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 and they never want to let go. They never want to slow down. In fact, I did this for many years. I really thought that if I work the hardest, if I work the longest, I'll be the most successful. And it was far from the truth. Because what was actually happening underneath the surface was I was scared to stop working because I had to make money. But here's the fact, scarce money don't make no money. So if you're operating from a place of scarcity, then you're going to put that frequency out and you're going to bring scarce money back to you, which isn't going to duplicate, isn't going to make you more money. So you've got to actually act as if your goals, you've got to act as if the things you want to accomplish have already happened and they're in the timeline, they're in the journey ahead. So now you're doing, what you're doing is just showing up, day after day after day for the journey itself. So act as if, act with abundance, know that it's actually coming, and make sure that you perform at your best when you're on the field, but give yourself some time to actually rest, recover, rejuvenate, and enjoy your life and fuel your soul when you're off the field. But don't be fucking lazy. All right, and the third one is this. This is the third secret. Millionaires have literally learned exactly how to master their mind. Now, I'm not just saying about mastering discipline and good habits. I'm saying they've mastered their unconscious programming, because we've got two minds. We've got the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. The conscious mind is the goal setter. So you can actually write down, this is the goal I want to make. I want to make $1 million. Great. But the unconscious mind is the goal getter. And if your conscious mind and your unconscious mind are working in conflict of each other, consciously you want $1 million, but unconsciously you've got these fears underlying that you think, well, if you make $1 million, it's actually going to mean that no one will love you, your parents don't love you, it's scary, or whatever, then guess what? Your mind will do anything to avoid feeling pain and everything to gain pleasure, but pain, it'll do anything to avoid pain by about the multiplication of about 10. So if it thinks making $1 million is going to generate all this pain in your life, you'll be judged, you'll be criticized, your dad won't love you, or whatever else you've made up, then you'll do everything in your power to slow you down, self-sabotage, procrastinate, and just stop your progress altogether. So you've really got to understand how the unconscious mind works. This is what people come to us for. This is what they come to our seminars for. I spend 40 hours across 3 days really literally helping people reprogram their unconscious mind, reprogramming their limiting beliefs in here, and reprogram their values, which are some of their deeply rooted programming. You see, it's super important for you to actually understand what is driving you underneath the surface. Because if your values are driving you towards something, like you want to create the wealth because it's going to create more opportunities and whatever, that's incredible. But if it's doing something to operate away from something, for example, if the reason you want to create wealth is so you're not broke, or maybe you want to create wealth so people actually recognize you, or something like this, which is, sure, it's motivating, but what happens is you take a lot more energy to build it because you're trying to move away from something versus actually wanting to move towards something. So millionaires have really figured out how to master the unconscious brain, reprogram it so it works in harmony with the conscious mind, so you're working towards the things you actually want. If you want to know more about that, then come along to one of our seminars, hit us up on Instagram, and you can get access to whatever's coming up next. But this here is a never-ending cycle. Every single successful person I know go to town on trying to learn more and more and more about their behaviors and their mind every single day, because the mind is like an onion. The more layers you peel back, there's just more underneath there. So it's a never-ending journey, okay? So make sure you go to town trying to figure out how the unconscious mind actually works. There's so many books out there. We've got seminars. There's so many things you can actually do to start figuring out how yours works, but have your conscious mind and your unconscious mind work in harmony together. All right, there you have it, guys. That's the three secrets that millionaires know that most people have no freaking idea about. This is the reason why they actually generate the results they want in their life. So, guys, if you got value from this episode, do what you always do. Make sure you subscribe so we can keep getting this information out there. Drop a comment below if you like this, and make sure you share this with a friend so we can get this more value out to more people and together make a bigger impact, helping more people learn the shit that they should have learned in school. All right, guys, until next episode, go out there and dream out loud.